Before we start talking about Sex and the City Zoo 4, how did you first get interested in zoology and the sex lives of animals?
I've always been interested in animals. As a kid, I used to do rehab. I mean, we'd find a baby bunny or a bird with a broken wing, and we'd always repair it and put it back, you know, out into urban wildlife or whatnot. And at one point in my life, I think I had way too many animals, and my husband said, "You have to go somewhere else and get your fix. We can't have these animals in the house." And so I went to the zoo and I started volunteering. I was a volunteer keeper for a long time. And I started the docent program, which really got me more into book learning. And I started getting interested. We have Valentine tours, so I started, you know, looking into courtship and mating rituals. And they were just so fantastic. I mean, the diversity in courtships and mating rituals were, you know, it just, I guess it gave me an appreciation for the planet that I live on that I never knew I had.
What have you found to be some of the funniest courting rituals among animals that you might even see mirrored in people?
Well, okay, let's say if I was going to give the award for the animal that had the most group sex, I would give it to flamingos. Now, you're probably going to think, well, they're promiscuous. Well, they're not promiscuous. They're actually monogamous, meaning there's a male and a female, and they stay together from year to year. There's a pair bond. But they need at least 12 couples or they simply won't mate. So sometimes zoos are going to put up mirrors to make the flamingos comfortable.
I never knew that about flamingos.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
So you can have six and they think they have 12 couples and then flamingos are going to get lucky.
That's right. But then they find some homosexual bonds and some triplicates, you know, a little threes company in there.
I had wondered if they were the equivalent of animals being gay, and it sounds like the answer is yes.
Yes, and they find out that, you know, a lot of times we think of sex as for procreation, but it's not always, as we see with humans, and we see something like bonobos, where, you know, it actually ends up being a bond for a social group of animals. If you look at bonobos, which are they used to call a pygmy chimpanzee, they look very much like the common chimpanzee, and if you didn't have a trained eye, you wouldn't know the difference. The big difference in the two is their social life. So the common chimpanzee is a patriarchal society, and it's ruled by a dominant male. Lots of domestic violence going on there. Lots of violence to solve problems. We look at the bonobo, matriarchal society, run by a dominant female. They solve problems by having sex. All kinds of sex. It can be same sex, different sex. So it's kind of like human beings. We're somewhere in between our two closest relatives, the chimpanzees.